The second Sunday of each month, we participate in communion around here. And the communion is indeed just simply as the prophetic word came. It's a celebration, the Eucharist. It's a celebration. A lot of times people think communion is a just almost like such a solemn occasion. It's a funeral dirge. And instead, we are to remember what he did and celebrate. How many are glad Jesus did what he did for you?
Amen.
Huh? Are you glad? Punch each other in the arm and say, I bet I'm gladder than you. Oh, praise God. As the elements are being prepared and passed, let me read the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we begin in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this, what's the phrase say? In remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, please say it with me, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread, drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Well, the Lord keeps his house clean. And what he does with his saints is he keeps our hearts clean. And so the Lord asks us to take time, and we do so monthly here, to remember him and to remember what he's done for us. And his body was broken for us. His blood was shed for us. There's every reason to celebrate. Are you glad that he not only died, but that he was buried and resurrected?
Amen.
That's good news. So what we're going to do is they continue to pass and distribute the elements. Would you raise your hands if you don't have any yet? All right. We're going to pray. And if there's anyone with whom you have a wrong relationship and need to take care of it, I urge you to do so at your first opportunity. If they're not in this room, make a covenant with the Lord that you'll get it right with them and take communion. A lot of times the old-fashioned or traditional perspective of teaching was, well, you better not take communion if you're not right. Well, the Lord wants us to take communion. We're receiving an infusion, a fresh infusion of his life, his body, and his blood. And so what we need to do is make a commitment. Lord, we'll take care of it on our first opportunity and then participate, because God wants us in right alignment with him. We said last week, talked about it. Remember the old phrase, got to be under the spout what? Where the glory comes out. So we've got to be rightly aligned with God. And so as we do this, we're going to pray here in a moment. Make commitment to the Lord to do so. Father, we thank you that you are so good, that you are our God, and that Jesus, you obeyed the calling of your Father and went to the cross of Calvary for us. Prior to that, you were brutally beaten for us. And by your stripes, we are healed. Lord, we thank you that we receive and ingest your body, and we receive and ingest your blood, the fruit of the vine. And Lord, as we do so, we're washed clean by the blood of Jesus, and the covenant with you is ratified, the new covenant in Jesus. It really is a Eucharist, and we celebrate you, Lord God. Let's take the bread in our hands, and let's all participate together, the body of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord. We remember you. Now, Lord, as we hold the fruit of the vine in our hands, we see it as the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we receive that cleansing power, that cleansing blood. We receive the healing. We receive the new covenant, Lord. We are confirming that we are yours and you are ours. Lord, we're in love with you because you first loved us. Can you tell them that right now? Lord Jesus, I love you. One more time. Lord Jesus, I love you. And Lord, we do this in remembrance of you. Let's partake together. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We rejoice in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done, and we rejoice and are thankful and grateful for you, Lord.